welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today and all week this week, we are talking about hidden assets and how to find hidden assets in your investment portfolio. Over the last couple of days, we talked about a few different strategies. We talked about cross-collateralization. Yesterday, we talked about using a zoning change in order to create new value and therefore create a hidden asset. And we also talked about perhaps selling part of an existing asset as an equity investment, performing a syndication on an existing asset in order to raise money for a new project. Now, tonight I was talking with Mr. George Ross about hidden assets, and here's what he had to share in our conversation. It's an amazing little tidbit. Enjoy. Do you have some other examples of hidden assets that were brought to bear from either some of your own past projects or maybe from projects within the Trump organization?
Well, yeah, the answer is it doesn't happen that often, and it's unusual because it's tailored to the particular transaction. It doesn't happen too often, but it wasn't there when you started out, but it turned out later on over a period of time. Yes, it was there. Certainly, if one of the hidden assets that could be now, especially in the United States, is the tax structure that you can have now that they didn't have before. So that's going to affect your return if you're going to pay less taxes, or you may have benefits that you can get depreciation write-offs in a shorter period of time. So these were not there, but there's certainly a hidden asset which would enhance the value of the property, the value of the project. And also at that point, there is the change. Basically, also the depreciation rules, I think, have changed. The amount of time that you can write off something, a piece of equipment, is now, I think, shorter than it used to be in many areas, depending upon what you're writing off. Used to be you have to write a building off over a period of years, 30, 40 years or what have you, but and machinery at a different time. But now I think that you can, one of the things you take out is you can take advantage of the fact that some of the work that you're putting into a particular project could be written off in a shorter period of time, depending upon the nature of the work, because they want you to do it. They want you to put it in and improve because you'll make more profit as a result, but they give you the benefit of that you can write it off sooner. So instead of having to write it off over a period of 10 years, maybe 5 years, 2 years, or 3 years, and also breaking it up. In other words, it's not only all machinery, it could be some machinery. It could be one building as against another building. They don't all have to be the same. But that's something that you have to look at in particular, but it is certainly something to take into consideration and was not available before there was a major change in the tax law.
That's very good.
That's an accounting question, really. Tax question. But there are major advantages because they have the government basically wants to spur putting money in building your plant, building your project, expanding what you do, and give you some benefits if you do it so that you're not penalized terribly by putting money into the organization. As a matter of fact, they give you inducements to do it quickly.
Wow, I love the conversations with George. I love the clarity of thinking, and I hope this series on hidden assets is giving you some creative ideas, things to think about as you look for hidden assets in your portfolio. In the meantime, have a spectacular day. Make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.